John Daly on Sound Radio.
It's a tune that's used again and again in the production of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, I Will Survive. They use I Will Survive, Gloria Gaynor. And Don't Leave Me This Way is another one. And I Say a Little Prayer, Aretha Franklin. They use that a lot as well. It's a musical. It's a bitter, sweet kind of comedy drama, really. If you know anything about it, then I don't really need to tell you much about the story. It's based on the film that was first released in 1994. That's 25 years ago. Yeah, I didn't realise that. That's the same year as Muriel's Wedding. And it follows that theme of Australian kind of films, the bittersweet kind of edge to it. And it makes a fabulous musical. And what a fabulous night it was. It follows the story of three drag artists. Well, two drag artists and one transsexual. We've got Joe McFadden in the lead as Tick. His drag queen is Mitzi, so he plays Tick and Mitzi. Obviously, you'll know Joe McFadden from Holby City, Casualty, Heartbeat. Yeah, he's great. And what a singer as well. He does I Say a Little Prayer at the beginning when he's thinking about his estranged 9-year-old son, Benji. It's very, very moving. We've got Adam, who then becomes Felicia. He's Nick Hayes, and he's very, very, very good as well. I didn't know the guy. He's well known for a lot of theatre, but his performance as Adam and Felicia last night was just absolutely fabulous. And then you've got Miles Weston, who plays the older, slightly embittered transsexual. Now, what happens is it starts at a drag club in Sydney, the Cockatoo. What else would it be called? And the Joe McFadden character, it's failing there, so he decides to do a favour for his estranged wife, who has his 9-year-old son that he's kept secret from all his drag friends, you see. That is the crux of the story. And she says, look, if things are going bad for you there, you can come over to Alice Springs in the middle of, right in the middle of Australia. So essentially, it's a kind of a road movie. Really, but it's a musical. It's a road story. They do this with wonderful bits of set where they wheel on and turn into the bus, and they turn them round, and you get the inside scenes of the bus. And they stop off at these kind of hick towns, for want of another, and do shows. You know, when the bus breaks down, they may as well stop here and do a show. It doesn't pull any punches when it comes to homophobia. They portray these Australian rednecks pretty brutal. But it's done quite tongue-in-cheek with the dance routines. They give the rednecks dance routines, and it is actually very, very funny. You do kind of end up laughing at them, although Alicia, yeah, the character of Alicia, the drag queen, does get severely beaten as part of the story. It's quite moving, that. It's also moving when Mitzi, played by Joe McFadden, remembers his son and has to tell the other two. You know, they say, you were married? Yeah, and I've got a 9-year-old son and he's there, and, you know, what am I going to do when he finds out what his dad does for a living and all this? That's generally the kind of story of it. But in between, there are just fabulous dance routines. The choreography is impeccable, and as I say, it's very, very funny in parts as well. And the costumes will blow you away. And as for the quick changes, is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. These guys are just tremendous. And the costumes themselves are very, very funny. It's a show well worth watching. As for the finale at the end, well, it's just fabulous. It's quite a shabby set that's made up of corrugated iron, or the representation of corrugated iron, to suggest the back streets of Sydney to start with. And then that kind of opens up, as they suggest, the desert with lighting and backdrops and things like that. But at the end, there's this fabulous staircase at the end that comes down. Each step lights up at a time. You can imagine they all come down to take their bow for the finale. And the disco music playing at the end. It was a packed house, by the way. It was absolutely jam-packed. So if you want to go and see it, it's on till the 29th. Phone the box office as soon as ASAP, because the tickets are going like hotcakes. And everybody is on their feet at the end of the night. Everybody was on their feet at the end of the night, clapping away. Absolutely fabulous stuff. That's Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. And you can hear that the soundtrack to it is, as I say, absolutely fabulous. A night well worth going to see. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Sorry, I'm trying to do two things at once here. Amen.
On your smart speakers, smartphones, online,
and on Amazon TV. This is Sound Radio Wales.